Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by In the Bag Corporate Cuisine for delivered meals with Flair, inthebag-lunches.com. Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, bindery1.com. And Remax Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro, that's homeconnect.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful as always that you're with us on this Thursday afternoon as we broadcast from Memphis, of all places. You know, we have had on the News Hour from time to time Greg Edwards. And Greg, of course, is the CEO of the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we thought, while we're in Memphis, let's look up somebody that has something to do with the same sort of thing. And his name is Pierre Landash, and he is the Vice President General Manager of the Memphis Cook Convention Center and the Center for Performing Arts. Welcome to the News Hour, Pierre.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate being here.
You know, this is, we like to talk about items that have to do with economic development. And here in Memphis, you have long been known as a convention town. There's all kinds of things that goes on here, from the gin show to conventions like we're here for, the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. When you put an economic figure on all of those types of things, what do you tell people?
Well, what we're responsible for here at the Convention Center in Memphis, we'll book for the city of Memphis as many as 100,000 room nights for this community. And in a good year, 120,000 room nights. So from an economic development standpoint, that's about $80 to $90 million we're pumping into the local Memphis economy because of the Convention Center.
What makes Memphis a good destination point for people to come to?
You know, I have the advantage of selling Memphis, and, you know, whenever, wherever I go in the country, and, you know, I, quite honestly, wherever I go in Europe or Asia, people know Memphis. They just know who we are, and it's because of Elvis, and it's because of Beale Street and the great food we have. Memphis is an easy sell because of the familiarity. When you do actually come to Memphis, you absolutely have to take advantage of the music we have to offer, which is all original. I mean, the blues really started just south of here in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And, of course, the rock and roll started here as well at Sun Studio with That's All Right, Mama from Elvis. So, you know, it's easy for us to sell Memphis because of the familiarity, and we are a still a very hot destination, if you will. We're on top visitor list for several publications, including National Geographic Traveler and some other travel magazines.
One of the things that is unique, I think, about Memphis, not only the music history that you have, you also have the opportunity to celebrate Elvis with Graceland, but it's also the Lorraine Motel. And just last week was the anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. How does that impact the city of Memphis?
Well, it's huge. The National Civil Rights Museum is located in the Lorraine Motel, like you said, where Dr. King was assassinated so many years ago, and it just underwent a $25 million renovation. National Civil Rights Museum was a great attraction before that renovation. It's even better now. So when you talk about sort of the top five in Memphis, you know, to see and do, you're going to talk about Beale Street, you're going to talk about Graceland, you're going to talk about the food, you're going to talk about visiting St. Jude Research Hospital. But absolutely you need to see the National Civil Rights Museum. It's highly interactive, it's very modern, but it still gives you a really good sense of the struggle of the Civil Rights Museum, the Civil Rights era, and the impact Dr. King had on not just the country, but the city of Memphis itself.
And I understand last week you had some record crowds here in Memphis to celebrate that day.
That's right. That's right. As it should be. I mean, we cannot forget the civil rights struggle, and the museum itself really tells that story in a way that would appeal to just about anybody visiting the city.
outside of visiting the city, give us a snapshot of how Memphis weathered the economic downturn back in 2007 through 2011.
Well, it hit us hard. It really did. Honestly, on the tourism side, not so much. Not so much, but we're still recovering from it to an extent. We lost some population. We lost some jobs. We're still trying to get back. Other communities have kind of gotten their jobs back. We haven't necessarily, but in spite of that, we are still seen as one of the distribution centers in America. We have one of the busiest cargo airports in the world between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., thanks to FedEx. But we just hit a couple of home runs in the last 2-3 years. Mitsubishi has a major plant here. Electrolux is also manufacturing some of their equipment here. And Nike, it is about to make Memphis one of their largest distribution centers. So there's a lot going on, but honestly, we're still trying to make a comeback from it.
I was visiting last night on my arrival here to Memphis with several individuals who are working over at the Sheraton Hotel, which is the convention hotel here, and a number of them were brand new to their jobs. And so I asked them about that. I said, so where did you come from? What are you doing? And each one of them were all engaged in some practice of higher learning. One was trying to become an airline mechanic. Another one was going to school for accounting. And so there seems to be not only a rich diversity in the population, but also opportunities if you want to take advantage of them.
Absolutely. There really is. Memphis is a great place to live. I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I've been here for 18 years. I plan to be here for a long time. The quality of life here is really, really good. There are opportunities here, especially with we've sort of reorganized our Chamber of Commerce, and they're doing a great job attracting new business to the city. But I'll tell you, there is a young creative class that's moving to Memphis because of its heart and its soul, and they're staying here. We have a lot of Teach for America kids that, as you know, Teach for America really only takes the very top kids that want to teach in some of these impoverished areas of the city, and they're staying. We've got kids that went to Harvard and Yale and Princeton doing their service, for the city of Memphis and for the kids in Memphis, and they're staying because it's such a cool place to live.
Which brings up another topic. Over the years, there's been lots of conversation about gentrification of communities. And gentrification, of course, is turning communities that had been a bit downtrodden into places that were real destination points for young individuals, millennials, if you will, that are looking to expand their creativity. Is Memphis seeing any of that?
Absolutely. We're pinning a lot of our hopes on millennials. For a couple of reasons, they add such an interesting vibe to the city. But you have to, the city's, I think, has its own vibe to attract these young people and these young professionals. And they see it. They see two things. They see it's a great place to live, but they also see that they are needed and they are wanted here. And they are a big part of the reason a lot of our neighborhoods are being redeveloped and energized. If you take the Cooper Young area, lots of great shops and restaurants. If you take the Overton Square area, that back in the 80s and early 90s was the place to be. Not so much in the late 90s, early 2000. It's coming back. Binghamton is one of our poorest neighborhoods, but Broad Street in Binghamton is becoming an art center for a lot of these young people. And so there's a lot of neighborhoods that are appealing to the millennials, and there's a lot of reasons they're here, not the least of which they want to give back and they want to serve a community like Memphis.
We're having a conversation with Pierre Landash, who is with the Memphis Cook County Convention Center here in Memphis. You know, one of the things that we enjoy in Des Moines is the opportunity to have a great many startups in the technology field. And every community has their pinpoint thing to look up to. And technology seems to be one of those things in Des Moines, along with insurance startups, those types of things that are, supply the insurance industry. I would imagine that here in Memphis, the arts would be one of those areas that's a huge draw.
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of talented people in Memphis. Art is a big part of what we do, and art is a big way of it's important to our way of life. There's a lot of great museums here, performing arts as well as the visual arts. So it's very important to us. And in addition to, you know, a lot of our startups, we do have a two or three very important incubators here in Memphis. StartCo is one of them. And there's a lot of interesting, a lot of really dynamic young companies that are trying to get going through some of those incubators here. You know, some of them have to do with and are cater towards our two biggest industries. Well, one of our biggest industries is tourism, but our two other large industries are logistics and agriculture.
Obviously, because of the central locality of Memphis and the easy in and out of your location. We're going to switch gears real quick because I noticed that the convention center is called the Memphis Cook Convention Center. And prior to us going on the air, you were telling me an interesting story about the Cook family. And let's lift that up for people to perhaps understand a little bit more about some of the history of where you're working.
Well, I think some of your listeners would appreciate that... Mr. Everett Cook, who the building is named for, traded grain and corn, cotton. He was a commodities trader in the early 20th century, and his family expanded what he did to Cook Industries. Mr. Cook, General Cook, was actually a World War I flying ace in the Army Air Corps. And during World War I, he shot down five German planes. And when he came back home to Memphis, he asked his wife, he said, honey, would you rather be rich or famous? You know, they're getting their life started. And this is in his memoir, what you can find at the Memphis Library. She said, well, honey, I think I'd rather be rich. And sure enough, he started something called Cook Industries and started trading cotton and corn and grain. And His heirs to this day still are still in the business, and they still do their thing. And in fact, his grandson Everett Cook is with a private equity firm in Manhattan in New York City. But so he is. This building is named for someone who was very, very much involved in the agricultural business.
Thank you for spending some time with us, Pierre. This has been very incredible from the standpoint that your breadth of what goes on in Memphis from an economic standpoint is wide and varied. So thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for being in the great city of Memphis.